Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the right. American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Stanley right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Now, listen, after the break, right, we're going to have you talk about the hypocrisy of the Democrats. I mean, General Flynn was railroaded, okay? I mean, no better way to put it. Browbeat into claiming that he was guilty, right? And to protect the son, I think. And yet now, see, the Dems were okay with that. But now that we find out really what went down, they're not okay with it. They don't want to let him go. You know, the Kavanaugh thing. Again, they don't want to let that go. Still up to a couple of months ago, they were talking about maybe still going after him to impeach him. I mean, this impeachment thing, they're just nuts with this. I really appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. Head to the website, realside.com. We can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much going on there. Let's go to the phone. We got Tom from California. Tom, thanks for calling the show.
Hey, glad to be here. This little escapade that I want to call it about us not being able to go back to church.
Oh, yeah.
I think Newsom needs to get a grip on reality because he is trampling all over our rights. I mean, yep. my wife and I have not been able to go back to church since all this started. We're scared to cross the street to go to our neighbors. So we're feeling like prisoners in our own country.
Well, obviously, you've been listening to Herr Newsom. You know, I don't know if you heard his comment the other day that he'll reopen the churches as soon as the sports arenas reopen. So for him, he has no respect for somebody like you. You believe in something for him that doesn't exist, it doesn't have any real value. It's kind of an entertainment level for him. And very sad because even 30 years ago, if people didn't believe in God, if they were devout atheists, they had a respect for you. They had the fact that you believed in something, and they respected you for it. Now they have absolutely no respect for you at all. And these are our elected officials that are supposed to be protecting us, Tom.
Yeah, and the number one goon to look out for is Nancy Pelosi, because I don't know if you've ever noticed, she has a dictator pin that she wears on her lapel.
And if I would doubt it.
It says staff, and if you go back in history, it was even Julius Caesar that carried that symbol with him.
Wow. No, they believe they know what's better for you. They believe they know what's in every way, whether it's education, food, health. They keep us shut down to the end of the year just to get us so dependent on them. And then to your point about church, we're not supposed to be dependent on them. Our sufficiency is supposed to be in God, not in the governing us. But, again, we've let it get that far. We've let it happen. Tom, thanks for the call. I really appreciate it. Thank you. You know, again, it's true for you church listeners. And you really, you know, something that's hit home with me in the last 2 years I know. Sounds like I'm slow in catching up, and it is. The Bible is your ballot book. If you're truly a committed Christian, now if you're not, if you're what I jokingly call a Sunday go to meeting Christian, where what is it? You go for Easter, Christmas, and something else. I don't know, whatever it is. If you're Catholic, probably Ash Wednesday. But if those are the only holidays you go to church for, then I call you like a Sunday go to meeting Christian because that's the only time it really counts. But if you're truly trying to have a relationship with God, you're trying to do what he wants you to do, and I don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you have to sit back and maybe you need to write down on a piece of paper what you believe God's principles are. All right? And then take that candidate you're going to vote for and line it up and say, where do those... Now, I'm not looking for a perfect one. Right? I mean, we all know if you're a believer, you know that the perfect one went to be at the right hand of God. But what you want to do is you want to line up what you believe, or what the Bible calls out as beliefs, and see if your candidate lines up with those beliefs. Not whether your candidate is a Republican and lines up with those beliefs, or your candidate is a Democrat and lines up with those beliefs. No. You want to know and see through action and see through vote where they stand. You know, the reason I pick on a Democrat so much is because they are open and honest about what they believe. They are open and honest to the point of, they believe in partial birth abortion, actually full birth abortion. And they prove it in their words, in their actions, and I'm not saying you read into it. Look at the Democrat Virginia governor who said, put it on the table, we'll decide whether it lives or die. Right? I mean, seriously, isn't that a God thing? If who decides who gets to have life and who doesn't? When did that become a thing of the government, unless you're in communist Russia or anywhere else like that? You had, and for those of you who voted, I'm going to say it over and over to you, throw up. If you voted for Hillary Clinton, how can you say that you love God's word, you believe in God's principles? Again, the recipient of the Margaret Sanger Award. She is so much behind abortion at any time, anywhere, anyhow, that they gave her an award for it. We go down the whole list. Remember, she pulled her daughter out of... Now, think about something. If this doesn't show that she believes she's God, she pulled her daughter out of church when she was six because the daughter told her that they were teaching her that abortion was wrong. What kid at six even knows what an abortion is? Ugh. David Horowitz, the Red Diaper Baby, joins me after the break. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
We are back. To listen to Real Title on GCN Live, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the overall conversation. Okay, David Horowitz joins us. I will warn you ahead of time. Had some reception issues, some problems, but you will get the message. He's really hard for you not to get the message from, no matter what's going on around him. All right, we're back at it again with one of my favorite guests to have on. I actually don't have him on enough. David Horowitz joins me. He's a best-selling author. He's just, you know, a great guy all the way around. Head over to frontpagemag.com. We'll put that up on our website, frontpagemag.com. One of my favorite terms of his is he was a red diaper baby. And I really, David, I just love that line. I use that when I talk about you all the time. First of all, thanks for being with me today. I very much appreciate your time with me.
All right.
You know,
enjoy being with you.
You know, I've been thinking about you.
Also, being a redneck, it takes one to know one.
Well, I've been thinking about you for weeks now because I'm looking at what's going on in this country. I'm looking at how quickly we rolled over as Americans on this COVID-19 thing, and we've been putting up with it longer and longer. And now they've got us yelling at each other, fighting each other here in the communist state of California or the communist country of California. I can't even visit my neighbor for a cup of sugar. I could be arrested for that kind of thing. I mean, this is
that's because the Democrats want to kill the economy.
Yeah, well, this is a communist dream, right? This is communist utopia, is it not?
They would like those trillions to go to their pet projects,
yeah,
like saving the planet.
And Schumer says it's not enough, that we need to do more. We need to come together and do so much more.
The Democratic Party, look, take it from somebody who was brought up in the communist world in this country. Democratic Party is a communist party today. It's a racist party, skin color, by your gender, by your sexual orientation. It's collectivist. Its plans, its Green New Deal plans, are straight communist ideas. It wants the government to control your health care, which means your life. It's a terrible thing that's happened to the country because of what's happened to the Democratic Party. I have an article today on my website, frontpagemagazine.com, Jesus Complex. And with Pelosi, she was questioned by Joyanne Reed as to whether in her COVID-19 legislation she was going to include releasing criminals from jail. And her answer was, our caucus is very devoted to the Gospel of Matthew. She sees herself as a Jesus figure. There's nothing more dangerous than people who see themselves as gods. And when you think about the left, I mean, the idea that they're going to save the planet. The Mississippi overflows every year and destroys hundreds of homes and kills people. And has been doing it for, what, hundreds and thousands of years. Nobody's been figured out how to stop tornadoes from destroying cities. We can't stop fires from destroying cities. We can't protect people from tornadoes. But these idiots on the left are going to control the planetary climate and save the planet. Well, if you think that you're Jesus or that you could save the planet, if you are a sociopath.
Yeah.
You have an elevated sense of yourself so that you don't care about other people. You think your mission is so important and you're so important. That's all you can think about. So when Pelosi wants to free criminals from jail, she's worth $200 million. She lives in a house behind walls and gates and hires private security agents and has government security agents protecting her. She doesn't give a second thought to all the people who don't have those protections and who these criminals will rape and rob and kill. That is the problem that we're facing in the Democrats today. And that's why they lie. You know, I was just watching, and Californians can sort of identify with Michigan. You have this totalitarian Whitmer, who's the governor of the state. I was watching her on NBC, teaching the people who are protesting and just want to exercise their freedom and their common sense and get out in the, you know, the sun there. And she says that they're carrying nooses and Confederate flags. And I'm not kidding. NBC at the same time has video of American flags. That one Confederate flag, that one noose. It's the level of lying. And why do they lie so blatantly? Because the ends justify the means. If you're saving the planet, what lie wouldn't you tell? And what crime wouldn't you support or commit yourself to achieve the saving of the planet? These are very dangerous people in the Democratic Party these days.
Yeah.
And you have one of them who's a nephew of Nancy Pelosi.
I know, right?
Arrogant beyond belief. And it's so transparent. Like, let's close the Orange County beaches, but leave the L.A. beaches open.
Oh, listen, I'm amazed that they're letting people, they're letting rapists, okay, child rapists out of jail, and they're putting in people that won't wear masks or they won't stay home like they're supposed to. It's just amazing to me. And then on top of that, I think you and I discussed this last time we were together, but you know, you've got diseases coming back that what we thought were gone for decades in L.A. City. They wouldn't, you know, people are wearing masks a year ago going into L.A. City Hall because of all the diseases and stuff, literal crap out in front of City Hall.
They will bring back the Middle Ages, the Democratic Party of California.
Oh, and they do it with a smile.
That's their goal.
Yeah, they do it with a smile because they know better than we. They're just so much smarter than you know we are. It's just amazing.
Jesus complex.
Yeah.
They think they're saving us. A dictator more dangerous than one who's doing it for a good, thinks that they're doing it for a good cause.
Yeah, well, yeah, because you brought it up before.
Put you in concentration camps like the little dictator in Chicago. We're going to arrest you all.
Oh yeah, that's you know what? If that didn't send a chill down you, let's talk about her on the other side of the break. If that didn't send a chill down your spine,
the Communist Party.
Yep. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be right back. Hold on 1 second. Joe Bassini, your host. Okay, go far.
I'll mention my book when we come.
We're going to mention your book and your website and all kinds of fun stuff. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Bassini, your host. Great. Don't go far. I wouldn't forget to mention his book. And seriously, if you just head up to Amazon, and frankly, you simply Google his name, right? David Horowitz. You can't lose. You definitely are going to get something. Look. The man, you can tell, I ask him a question, he doesn't stop forever. So he's got information, he's got a lot of it. And so, again, you want to tune in, you want to listen, you want to get involved with him, grab his book, head over to Amazon.com, he's got plenty of books you can grab. The favorite line of his that I love, and he's not afraid to call him out, is the one where he calls himself a red diaper baby. He grew up in a house where his mother hated this country. She hated America and everything America stood for. But he was one of the ones that fought for freedom of speech at Berkeley. So he is, for all intents and purposes, heartbroken. I hope everything's going. He's heartbroken over what recently took place, or recently has taken place, if you would, in Berkeley over the last, what, decade or so? It's just amazing. Anyway, Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up after the break. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Many governors across the United States are disregarding or creatively interpreting White House guidelines and easing their state's lockdowns on letting businesses reopen, according to the Associated Press. The AP determined that 17 states do not appear to meet at least one of the key benchmarks set by the White House for loosening up, which is a 14-day downward trajectory in new cases or infection rates. And yet many of those states have begun to reopen or about to do so, including Alabama, Kentucky, Maine, Mississippi, Missouri, Nebraska, Ohio, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Utah. Because of the broad way in which the non-binding guidelines were written, other states, including Georgia, have technically managed to meet the criteria and reopened despite not seeing a steady decline in cases and deaths. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. This is Real Side on TCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Got to listen a little harder, don't you? Because, Horowitz, again, I'm not giving this up. I recorded him earlier, and I don't want to. He had a few problems with his cell phone, but let me tell you what. He's getting to it. He grew up in this. He grew up in the leftist slash communist environment, and he saw what his people, if you would, were doing, what the Democrats were actually doing to this country. And he grew up in this. And he'll tell you, from his perspective, from his experience, they hate this country. Take a listen. We're back at it. One of my favorite guests, David Horowitz, joins me today. And, we're talking about, if you head over to frontpagemag.com, frontpagemag.com, you find his piece, Nancy Pelosi, her Jesus complex. I got to kind of disagree with you. It ain't a Jesus complex. It's a flat out God of all gods complex. She is sure.
Well, but that's...
Right?
I meant that. Jesus as Savior. I call them social redeemers. That's what the serpent in the Garden of Eden said to Adam and Eve. If you eat of that tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, these things of themselves, the little God, they can remake the world. We'll just spend $100 trillion and we can remake the world. We'll make everybody get along. Everybody will be equal. You know, how old do you have to be? 5 or 6 to see everybody isn't equal. I'm watching this terrific series, by the way, if you haven't watched it, called The Last Dance about Michael Jordan and the last... Anyway, I don't know why I mentioned that.
But again, it's the scary thing for me, and I haven't lived through this. I mean, I grew up in the 70s, in Boston, and, in the north end of Boston, Italian section, and I look around, and I don't remember how this draconian attitude. It's like the KGB and the SS all tied together, where they're dragging American citizens across an intersection to throw them in jail because they didn't have a mask on. They weren't 6 feet away from the person next to them. This is nuts.
Well, you give people a little power and they abuse it. But I brought up the basketball series, The Last Dance.
Right.
If you think that you have the talent of Michael Jordan, then you think that everybody's equal. you're all so crazy. Everybody's unequal.
Yeah, no. Hey. Well, let's talk about your book. Trump will smash the left and win. Listen, I've got a lot of conservatives now that are kind of given up on Trump. They think that he hasn't gone far enough, or he's saying too much, or he's doing this, or he's doing that, and it's gonna threaten his presidency.
He's got to defend himself. It's a problem. The Republican Party is a bunch of pussies.
Yep.
It has been for decades. They don't fight. They don't know how to fight. So there's Trump. I mean, he's under the most comprehensive, malicious attack in the history of the world from all quarters by all these liars. And what has he got? He's got his Twitter feed to defend himself.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm sick and tired of finicky conservatives. Republic instead of democracy, you're somehow the enemy. It's just ridiculous. But I don't think that's growing. My book, by the way, the title is Blitz. Trump will smash the left and win. And you can pre-order it on Amazon. It'll be out on June 2nd. And it's a roadmap of the Trump wars. And why I think as to elect, it's going to be what, Joe Biden or Hillary or Cuomo, these disasters.
Well, I don't think Cuomo has a chance, a snowball's chance in hell, especially with his comment the other day. I mean, maybe nobody cares, I don't know, but you heard his comment the other day that it wasn't God that fixed this, it wasn't God that made things better, it was him and the government there in New York that made things better.
Well, there it is, yep. There it is.
To your point. You know, exactly to your point.
Jesus complex. It's a God complex. They're sociopaths.
Yep.
Beware of people who think that they're God.
Yep.
It's odd that one would even have to say that.
Well, but
that's where the Democratic Party is today.
Yeah, but there's no boundaries in that party.
Elizabeth Warren. What?
I said there's no boundaries in that party anymore, really. It doesn't matter.
No, like Elizabeth Warren, on day one, when I'm elected, I'm going to destroy the entire fracking industry. Fossil fuel industry. I'll put millions of people out of work. It'll cost the economy billions. And I'll do it with a stroke of the pen.
Wow.
This is the way Lenin sounded.
God bless.
You know, Fidel Castro, and they love him.
Yeah, I am still amazed. You know, you look at what de Blasio did in New York City.
Let's not forget that they called George Bush Hitler.
I know. Well, they've always have. When you go back and actually look, finally do a little bit of homework, and you look at what they've done in Republican presidents over the years, I mean, it's exponential with Trump, but they've always, they've always browbeaten.
Yeah, they've attacked every Republican candidate for president as a racist.
Yep, exactly.
Including Romney and McCain.
Yep, you're exactly, and now he's their little fair-haired boy, you know, Romney is anyhow. Thank God we didn't get a Romney-Ryan presidency.
A disgrace, Romney.
we dodged a bullet there, but let me
as
ask
a human being, he is a disgrace.
Yep. No, I'm with you.
You know.
But let me ask you a question. You know, you got de Blasio there in New York City, okay? Threatens to arrest those Jews. It's time, you know, it's time to stop this tomfoolery, and I'm going to start arresting you people if you show up for your religious tradition or what have you. And yet, but wait a minute,
the
David. But they'll keep voting.
The political left is the source of racism in our society. Of course, it's anti-white racism, but it's racism.
Yep.
Pure and simple. And also of anti-Semitism. They're Jew haters. They hate Israel and the United States, two of the best societies in the world.
But David, the Democrat Jewish community will vote for them in a landslide. I don't understand. I'm thoroughly confused.
They're idiots. Well, they're idiots.
You know, just
I
one
mean,
of those.
The Jews are, you have the Jews. Bernie Sanders, a self-hating Jewish communist, supporter of terrorists. He supports, the Palestinians. 100% of them vote for terrorists. They don't get to vote anymore because it's kind of one election, one time. They just stay in office. But they're all terrorists. There is a Palestinian peace movement of five people somewhere. But the rest of them, they're bloodthirsty Hitlerites. They want to exterminate the Jews, and they say something, destroy the Jewish state. That's called genocide.
Yep. Yeah, and you're right about to Bernie, something you said about Bernie. I mean, he came out.
What a disgrace of a human being Bernie Sanders is. A hypocrite. A guy's.
Well, you know what's really funny?
And their atrocities.
He came out.
Included hundreds of billions of people.
Yeah, well.
And it keeps the billion. He's against billionaires because he's a millionaire. He used to be against millionaires. Where did he get his millions from? He got it by stealing it from his supporters. There was campaign contributions. The guy's never had a job.
Yep.
What a hypocrite.
Yep.
And the Democratic.
Yeah, I hear the day
it
he
shows
put,
you how bad the Democratic Party is.
Yeah, the day he put his the day he suspended, which I get a kick out of, suspended his presidential run. He owed $18 million, but he came out recently and he said that Christianity is an insult to Muslims, right? And I'm thinking, don't Muslims want to do away with Jews?
They like the Muslims. They like the Muslims that kill Jews and Christians.
Yeah.
They like the terrorists.
Yeah. I'm always amazed by it. Listen, we got to go for.
We're in concentration camps in China. I think could care less about.
Yeah. Well, we got to go for a quick break. When we come back, let's talk more about your book. I want people to pre-order your book. I may even give away, depending on the mood I'm in, I may even give away a free copy of your book. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. David Horowitz is going nowhere. We'll be right back. You know, David, again, get over to the Amazon, right? Get over to the Amazon. God, I sound like I'm 90 years old. Get over to the Facebook. Get over to Amazon, okay? Because you got to grab the book. Pre-order the book. You've heard the man. You've heard him speak here on this show plenty of times. He's an advocate for us, you know. And when it comes to knowing what the party's, when it comes to knowing what the Communist Party is all about and how the Democrats are being taken over by it, I'm telling you, you want to be able to support him. And we have got to stop. One of the things that makes me nuts, I love most of you guys. I mean, know a lot of you guys that listen to the show. But stop spewing the party line. Stop spewing that line that everybody else is spewing. Get informed. So when you engage, you can have your own viewpoint or your own spin on it. Joe Mazzini, your host, more with David Horowitz after the break. Don't go far.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The Real Side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. This is The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the National Day of Prayer, which was, it was today for all your religious types, right? Today, although it should be every day pretty much. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, David Horowitz joins me. I always love when this guy is on with me, seriously. We're back at it again, and I love having this guy on with me because I got to tell you something. There's very few people in this business that are very black and white, and they're willing to put it out there. I mean, I consider myself one of them because you guys have been listening to the show for a while. You know, I don't hold anything back. You know, and David says it. I kind of stole the line from him, but I've been saying it for years where if we keep playing, if we keep fighting by the Marcus of Queensbury rules, and when I say that, I mean we as Republicans and or conservatives against the guerrilla warfare that the Democrats, they have no shame. They have no boundaries. You can't do boxing ring fighting with a street fighter. It doesn't work. You will lose every time.
Well, look, the Democratic Party is at war. They're accusing Republicans of killing the coronavirus victims, of treason. They accuse Trump of, he's in the pocket of Putin. He's a Russian agent, all these lies, of being racist, sexist, homophobes, haters, whatnot. Democrats are playing politics. It's not politics. That's war.
Yep.
And if only one side is engaged in a war, they're going to win.
Yep. I agree.
So you have to fight fire with fire. That's my message.
You know, I was called out years ago when and I know it's old ancient news to a big degree, but when we were talking about same-sex marriage, and I remember arguing with some of my Democrat pundit buddies that what does this lead to? I said, look, if you don't put some guidelines on this, you know what's going to happen? You're going to start forcing churches and religious organizations that scripturally can't do this. You're going to try to force them into doing this. And what do we see in the last presidential in the last presidential primaries on the Democrat side? If churches, if these religious organizations won't get in line, and if they won't approve of and or do same-sex marriages, they're going to shut them down.
The biggest in America is LGBTQ radicals.
Yep.
You know, Mike Pence is an incredibly decent human being. He has his own views, but he's very tolerant of gay people. And this little snip Buttigieg is always attacking him as a bigot. Why is he a bigot? Because he's not allowed to have his own opinions.
Well, look at what they did to Franklin Graham and Samaritan's Purse in New York City.
That dark agenda that wanted to destroy Christian America.
Yep.
It's all related because the fundamental American principles are Christian principles. I say this as an agnostic Jew. 98% of the founders as settlers of this country were Protestant Christians. And it's the IEC. That's the root of our democracy, that there are many churches, but that people have a relationship to their creator one-on-one.
Right.
It's a radical idea of equality. But the left wants to shut up. They're totalitarians. I have a motto on my webzine, frontpagebang.com. Inside every liberal or inside every progressive is a totalitarian screaming to get out. They want to remake you. They're dangerous, dangerous people.
You come into their way of thinking or else. You know, it's funny you should bring that up because in some of the writings of our founding fathers, they were trying to get away from the idea that God gave the power to the king and then the king would divvy it out as he saw fit. They saw it that God gave them the power to choose who was going to rule over them. That was a total different way of looking at things. And right now, none, and I mean none.
The king is the agent of God, and made them untouchable.
Yeah.
Which is exactly the way the Democrats see themselves, as untouchable.
Oh,
you can't criticize them.
No.
If you criticize Hillary, you're a sexist. If you criticize Obama, you're a racist.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that. You really screwed in Chicago, aren't you? Because there's a black female lesbian. If you criticize her, you're really in trouble, aren't you? And she came out. She had the Hitler costume. The only thing she was missing was the mustache. Yeah, she was missing the mustache, right? If you don't do what we tell you to do, then we're going to arrest you. We're going to throw you in jail. We don't even throw the people with guns in jail.
Let's remember, the shut-ins were justified by, we don't want to overload the hospitals. The hospitals are empty now.
Yep.
There's no rationale for the shut-ins. None. And no scientific evidence.
No, unless you're them.
It's just ridiculous.
It is, and we're supposed... No. But look what they've done. Look at, David, we have laid down. Look
well,
at how quickly.
Close the churches and open the jails.
Yep. Yeah, that's the other thing that scares me to know.
Gavin Newsom, every time one of these criminals kills somebody, Gavin Newsom should go to a gas chamber.
Yeah. No, I agree with you, especially with the way he looks at things. And then that's the other thing, too. At one time, you couldn't even have church at the drive-in. They didn't even want you pulling your cars that close together. Again, if they can separate us, if they can keep us away from each other, that's when they win. Right? Divide and conquer is basically what they're doing.
And disarmed.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Some of the cities and some of the states. But again, I don't know how you change this mindset. This comes from decades of bad education. I mean, think about the Jim Crow days when they...
Yeah, you have to beat right? them badly at the polls. They have to lose in a landslide.
Okay, I'm on the same page with you. You say that Trump will smash the left in your book, Blitz, which you can pre-order on Amazon right now. Trump will smash the left and win. I'm on your side. I believe you. But how are you selling that to some? Because a lot of my conservative friends are worried that he's not going to be able to pull this off. I think he's going to win big.
Well, look, I mean, all of the vicious attacks, all of the lies, every day, and of course unchecked because the media is so corrupt.
Right.
You know, you could very well think that way, but you have to remember, he won the last time, and it was much harder the first time.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, people know that they got 3 years of a booming economy. And when, you know, these lies, you know, wear thin. How many, you know, they were calling Trump a white supremacist, racist, dictator, insane. But how many times can you hear that and say, really? You know, we've seen what he's done. There's no Democrat or Republican who could have won these trade wars the way Trump did.
Right.
Let's remember, we had three presidents, Clinton, Bush, and Obama, who were so lazy or so just didn't care about Americans that they gave trillions of dollars to China and Europe and Mexico and Japan, trillions of dollars. Just because they were too goddamn lazy and didn't have the spine to negotiate decent trade deals. And Trump went out there and did it for them.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if they didn't have the spine. They didn't have the ability. Okay, I mean, coming. You look at President Obama.
Well, there's ability, look, you're president.
Yeah.
Look what, you know, Clinton made a $70 million fortune, Obama $40 or $50 million fortune off the presidency. So that's what you're focused on.
Yeah.
To undertake these spade deals or.
Yeah. All right. So, David, tell
Republicans,
people.
Republicans, Wall Street.
We're up against it. So tell people where they can get your book again. I know you can get it on Amazon.
Okay,
you can pre-order. Yep.
The book is Blitz. It's a guide to all these wars.
Yeah.
Trump will smash the left and win. You can go up on Amazon and pre-order it. It'll be out in a couple of weeks, but it will help the book if you pre-order it.
Yeah, and you know, and people, please go pre-order it. I mean, seriously, I keep telling you, if you want to help people, you want to help guys like me, David, and others, and you want us to succeed and get the message out, because we're not going to get it out on Facebook. Yeah, don't fool yourself and believe in that, okay? You've got to help people like David and myself. Get David's book up on Amazon. You can't miss it unless you're brain dead. Anyhow, David, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate your time, man.
All right, Jim. Thank you.
All right. Have a great afternoon. All right, kid. I like him. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I mean that sincerely. I mean, you really do. You really got to be engaged and involved. You know, otherwise, again, as I always say to you, you spew in the party line. So the next hour, we're going to talk a little bit about the prayer breakfast. Right, the National Prayer Breakfast. Anybody even know that one? You know, they did a great job because they've caused so many issues, so much aggravation, if you would. Nobody even knew it was a national day. Very few did. Knew it was a national day of prayer, right? And it just had more and more and more crazy stuff going on. You know, Trump wins big in an appeals court ruling. I'm not telling you what it is. Apparently, he's not going to have to let people out of jail. Leave it at that. And then, you know, I don't know. It's okay to do the basics, right? And keeping yourself healthy, that's all right. That's a good thing. I don't know why they're telling us to wash our hands. How many of you don't wash your hands? Seriously. Craziness. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Don't leave me here alone. Come on back after the break. You're listening to The Real Side.